And this is Ty Taylor on WRMJ. We're checking in with Mercer County Junior Peyton Knapp, who was selected as a District FFA Proficiency Winner in Specialty Animal Production. So Peyton, we'll start just congratulating you first, and tell me what all kind of went into this honor you received, the process of being selected.
Thank you. So my record book, I specialize in the breeding and selling of axolotls, which are a type of amphibian. And my record book, what I do for that is I sell them, obviously. So I raise them, I breed them, I raise up all the babies, sell them, make profit off that. Every year for FFA, if you have a record book, you get to do an interview for it. And my first interview that I had, I was selected to move on to districts. In districts, I also won, move forward, and now I'm heading to state.
So what does it mean to win a competition like this to you?
I'm really excited. I'm really proud. I've worked hard. I've been doing this for a little over 3 years now, so it's nice to see all my work finally paying off, and it's an incredible opportunity to now continue advancing.
Yeah, so for you, just kind of generally speaking, you know, being a part of the local FFA chapter, what got you interested in wanting to be a member?
My freshman year, I signed up for Intro to Ag. I kind of fell in love with it from there. My ag advisors have always been amazing. They're helpful. I've learned so much in every other ag class I've taken. Mrs. Lindstrom got me into the whole record book thing, and from there, she's helped me every year with it. She's helped me progress, and it's just been an honor. She inspired me to become an officer, and I've been an officer as well for going on 3 years now.
Yeah, so what do you feel like you get out of, you know, both participating in FFA and, like you said, being an officer for, you know, basically the better part of 3 years at this point? What do you feel like you've maybe been able to take away from that experience?
All in all, it's an incredible learning experience. I've overcome so many different obstacles. I've learned so many different things, like all the opportunities given to me inside and outside of the classroom, inside and outside of our FFA chapter. Like, all in all, it's an amazing learning experience, and it's been so fun all 3 years.
So you mentioned advancing to the state competition, March 21st, I believe the date for that is, in Mount Zion. So what is the, how much are you looking forward to that, and just what maybe are you expecting out of that experience too?
I am incredibly excited for that. It is such an honor to have advanced that far now. I love talking about my record book, so getting to continue to talk about it now, it's really fun. I enjoy it. I'm really excited.
Yeah, and then just really the last thing I have for you as we wrap up, just kind of circling back to the beginning of this whole thing. I guess we can give you a chance to speak about for kids who are, you know, coming into high school or maybe aren't a part of the FFA chapter. For you, I mean, if you aren't super involved in agriculture, why should someone, you know, think about joining FFA?
Yeah, it's not, you don't have to be a farmer to be an FFA. It's for everybody. I highly encourage anybody coming into high school to get an ag class, try intro to ag, try a record book. You could do them on just about anything. Just get involved. It's such an amazing thing. There's countless opportunities. You learn so much. You could find a career of your own or anything else like that through FFA. It's more than just being a farmer, and I think more kids need to realize that.
All right, Mercer County Junior Peyton Knapp, thanks a lot for joining us, and appreciate the time. Best of luck in a couple of weeks.
Thank you.
I'm Ty Taylor on WRMJ.